Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Everybody got their something, that is for sure. In particular on college campuses right now, Dave. Everybody's got their something. We got to jump back into it again. I think we rightfully should. Campus protests, campus violence, campus violating laws, campus not letting kids go to school, campus peaceful protests, campus exaggerations, campus generalizations. We should be able to protest on college campuses. We should be able to protest all across the country. It's cute. It's convenient to generalize everybody into categories as long as it suits your needs. But let's and I want you to chime in on the stylesfinancial.com talk and text lines. Any of your comments, react to anything I say, Dave says, Chad Hartman, Dave Harrigan, Mark Fry News. We are here until 3. If encampments aren't allowed, Dave, end them. If encampments aren't allowed on campuses, that's not just protesting. That is staying there. U of M says you're not allowed to do it. And we got the soundbite we've played. We're singing. We're dancing. I'm not suggesting they're violent. But if you're not allowed to do it and campuses are trying to decide where is the line, like the line is what this is all about, right? If it's not allowed on your campus, then you should break up the encampments. Yes or no? 651-461-9226. That doesn't mean I'm saying you're not allowed to protest. And your protest can't be like, we've set up this small area. It's a circle. Five people can get in the circle. No, stop that. An area has to be. But an encampment, Dave Harrigan, is incredibly different than a normal protest. Are you with me or you want to disagree? And this is an incredibly volatile, passionate, emotional issue for those folks who are participating, those folks who are directly affected or tangentially affected. Let's say your friend, your partner, your son, your daughter, your wife, your husband, they're attending the school or they're working at the school. On encampments, if they're not allowed, should campuses say, fine, you can protest, but you can't stay here? Because when we're trying to bring some level of control to this, to me, that's one area where they should step in.
So are you the czar on how long a protest can last? You get a two-hour permit, and then you got a vamoose?
Setting up tents and staying there for days, I think we know. I know an encampment when I see it. Okay. Now, do I, boom, it's now an encampment? Not necessarily. But when you're staying there overnight, that's an encampment, right?
I think when you're throwing up tents, you're establishing residence.
Yeah.
Yes.
You are.
Now, if a group is organized enough to have you know, certain people that show up between 2 and 6 in the afternoon. It's another people that show up between 6 and 10, then 10 and 2 a.m. Is that allowed?
There's no tents involved?
They're just rallying? They're just making noise and letting people know how they feel?
Yes. Yeah. I think so. And maybe
so
we're,
you're anti-camping is what you're saying.
I think it's tied to my hatred of, oh, my God, I got to camp.
You're not an outdoorsman.
Yeah. That I can tell you. Here's another one. If you're preventing someone from entering a building, including going to school, it's time for you to leave. And by the way, that's not everybody. So the video that was gaining traction, UCLA, everybody saw it. The kid handled it right. Those individuals should have been arrested right away. You are not allowed to go there as passionate, as intelligent, as likable as you may be in other parts of your life. You're not likable when you're preventing a student from, what a crazy concept, going to a class. That's arrest time. Yes or no? Is that arrest time if you're preventing someone from entering a building?
That's not allowed.
No. No. So stop tiptoeing around. Here's another thing that's not allowed. If you're so ticked off at the angry protesters who've taken it more than anger, they've taken it to breaking rules and violence, you're not allowed to then lump in others who are peacefully protesting and following protocols. You can't say, we're just going to round them all up. No, all of them shouldn't be rounded up. We're adults. We're allowed to say, you're peacefully protesting. You're allowed to say, by the way, I don't agree with where you stand. But what a shock. That shouldn't be the policy of the United States of American citizens. I'm for you allowing to protest as long as I agree with you. Because there's too many of those frauds out there, by the way, on both sides. So this idea of round them all up, no, that's not how protests work. But those who are using intimidation skills, breaking rules, threatening people, violence, they got to go. Those protesting who are not confronting people, are not throwing things at people, are not harassing individuals, they don't have to go right away. This has been going on forever. So are you fine with that distinguishing part?
Sure. If you're holding a peaceful protest, if you're not, as you said, violent, harassing, yes, protest.
If you're going to say you're going to meet with protesters, then you better meet with them.
That'd be a good idea.
That's another thing that at the U is that debate's taking place right now. Other campuses where some people have said in leadership positions, I'll meet with you. And then they don't because they're worried about the pushback they're getting. Then don't open your damn mouth ahead of time. Okay? This clearly is part of the enormous issue that Joe Biden is having with younger voters, right? Younger voters who haven't, I don't think ever were crazy about Joe Biden, even 2020, but feel the burn and others convinced them. They convinced them binary choice. They did. It's this guy or that guy. I don't think it should be a binary choice. I go down that road constantly. We won't hear. So they were dubious. And now Biden is incredibly caught with a difficult spot. Let's use his previous two predecessors who he had the big fundraiser with. And then they were on the Will Arnett, Jason Bateman, Sean Hayes podcast. Would Obama or Clinton handle this better? Better communicators.
Yes, they would have been visible.
They would be out and about much more than Joe is right now. If Joe was himself 2000 and maybe 17, 18 and going back, he would have been more visible. But on the dance, I think it's pretty clear that Clinton, Obama felt about the same way as Biden does. But would they have handled it appreciably better? I'm not convinced.
No.
I'm not convinced.
I don't know who's going to stand up to Israel and put their foot down and say, you know, we love you, but you can't do it. And, you know, we're going to pull funding of everything.
Yeah, it's everything associated with it, because it's we're going to get to Netanyahu. And by the way, anybody's counting on a ceasefire, just look at his comments today. It's not happening. He doesn't want a ceasefire. Bibi Netanyahu. Well, Bibi Netanyahu, I'll just get to it right here. Bibi Netanyahu, when the reports are the last 48 hours of significant progress, and he says regarding the ceasefire, whether it happens or not, we're not going to stop until we complete every goal. And he has said every goal is killing everyone associated with Hamas, and has said we're not going to stop from going into Rafah. So Bibi Netanyahu cannot be an advocate for a ceasefire when he's saying, at the same time, when they might be close to not enough hostages, but as we said yesterday, God knows how many hostages were killed or have died in custody, and they're going for 30 and who knows how many Hamas prisoners released. At the same time, when this is at this razor's edge on negotiations, and he's saying, whether it's a ceasefire or not, we're not going to stop. Number one, that's who he is. Number two, he's appealing to his base. And number three, he's appealing to how the bleep did you ever happen? How did this ever happen? You, Mr. Tough Guy, on your watch. When, oh, by the way, you were funneling money to Hamas because you thought they weren't as the bigger concern like Hezbollah and others. So is it automatic that Obama or Clinton want to handle that better? I'm not convinced. I know this. If Donald John Trump was president right now, there would be National Guard all over college campuses right now. Confrontations. Is there any doubt about that? I mean, in this Time interview where, by the way, he sat down with Time, and there's some troubling things in my view, but what a shock. He sat down with Time, something Biden won't do. Is there any doubt that Donald Trump, who knows? Maybe it's happening. Who knows how long this is going to go? If this is happening January 22nd next year and he wins, there will be National Guard all over campuses. Right? Or do you think he's talking tough and in the end he won't do it? Because, again, he's got to put pressure because Tim Walz still decides.
Yeah.
All the governors, fill in the blank, Ron DeSantis, Gavin Newsom, et cetera. But I think he would convince the Republican governors, let's go.
That's outstanding.
The sheriff is back.
Red states, I find it much more believable than than hard blue states.
So maybe it wouldn't be that different than what's going on. But what there would be a completely different public pressure from the presidency when right now Joe is kind of, shockingly, where is he on this issue? I mean, his press secretary was asked yesterday, have you talked to various presidents on college campuses? And she gave the biggest non-confusing answer, which is not really a big shock for her. But it also doesn't help her when her boss sometimes is invisible for days.
He's still sleeping off the correspondence. Yeah. That was a late night.
Yeah, that was a late night. What do you want to say in all the comments I've raised and others on the campus protests, including if there's laws and bylaws and rules against encampments, you got to go. If you're preventing individuals from attending classes, you need to be arrested. You can't just round up everybody because you've decided all protests need to end. Peaceful protesters, even if you don't like some of their dialogue, they're allowed to go. There's a very distinguishing mark. And is there really going to be a ceasefire when Bibi Netanyahu is saying, I don't care about a ceasefire. We're not done until we finish. And yes, we're going into Rafah. Listen, I have disdain for Hamas. I don't trust Hamas one bleeping second. But if you're trying to convince them of ceasefire and the other side, this is not the Palestinians, I'm going to be clear, because there's hundreds of thousands of innocent Palestinians. But if it's Israel versus Hamas, there's no doubt who the good guy is. If it's Israel versus innocent Palestinians and the way that Netanyahu has carried this out, oh, it's much more complex. And there are areas where Bibi Netanyahu has been wrong, in my opinion. But when at the same time the ceasefire talk is coming up, he says this: why should anybody believe in a ceasefire? 651-461-9226. Reach out now on the stylesfinancial.com. Talk and text lines.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Plenty of text coming in, 651-461-9226. What is our music theme today, Mr. Harrigan?
I'm sure you've seen the It's Gonna Be May memes have kicked off as tomorrow it is gonna be May.
It is.
So we've got music, we've got songs with lyrics that are either misheard, missung, some intentionally, some unintentionally.
I like it. It's Twin Ticket Tuesday presented by Miller Marine and Power Lodge of St. Cloud, Bennington Pontoon's largest dealer. At some point, we'll play the Sounder. We'll have a little Tubbsy Howell. I don't know. Are we done with the strikeout? We're rolling right now. I mean, 8 in a row. We need a sausage thing today. Can you find a sausage edition? You need to find maybe Abe Froman, Sausage King or something,
bad.
Right?
Sausage King of Chicago.
Yeah, we need, I think that's it, right? They're in Chicago. That's where the sausage is.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's it. So not now, but at some point during this show, the third caller wins a 4-pack of tickets to see your ball club, the Minnesota Twins, this Sunday, by the way, against Ted Williams and the Boston Red Sox. If you missed it, Ted has been brought back to life. Happened at about 11:30.
Can still swing it, too.
And he's still the splendid splinter. Among the techs, the National Guard would be on campuses, but no guns a-blazing. Wouldn't be Ohio State unless their outside agitators want mayhem to ensure a la the burning down in Minneapolis after George Floyd. More techs here. These protests make me glad I'm enrolled in an online school. Furthermore, demanding a divestment from Israel would weaken their security at a time they are vulnerable. All these techs I'm reading here. I want to get to a couple more points, too. These universities have rules. They're not enforcing. The students know they have the upper hand. Democrats want to keep the young vote. Cops are in a new win position. A group of protesters said when they got arrested, they will come right back and keep protesting. And you know what? They're allowed to do that until they break the rules and then arrest them again. If they don't, then they're allowed to protest, even if you intellectually abhor where they stand. Our policy is not on free speech. I agree with them. Too much of that is right. Chad, you're 100% right. And campers are like porn. You know it when you see it. Tense equal porn. Thank you. The U of M in Minneapolis and the city of Minneapolis have been clearing out encampments for quite a while now. What is stopping them now? Well, they haven't been clearing out the encampments right away. And a lot of times, including when we have the mayor on, sometimes we'll be touting, hey, we picked up that encampment. And by the time the interview's done, the encampment's been set up again 2 blocks away.
If that.
Yeah. You raised a very good point. We have an election taking place this year. And we know we have foreign governments who want certain candidates to win and certain candidates to lose. And Russia, China, are the most powerful ones of those, and to act like we've been angels in this pursuit in other countries is a lie. So you raised the point about money. There's already been reports about George Soros and how much he's funding some of these protesters and protests, and that's happened before, and then exaggerations have happened before. Soros is one of those controversial figures. But I think you've raised a very good point when you're talking about sowing division in this country on a tinderbox issue where Hamas brutally, with zero redeeming qualities, none, not one, if they could kill everyone who's Jewish on the planet or tangentially Jewish, they'd do it in a second. That doesn't mean Bibi Netanyahu gets to do whatever he wants. And in my view, clearly, he should have been more surgical. And I get there's a lot of casualties of war. And to act like this just started on October 7th is wrong. 100% I believe they could have been more precise in what they've done. But as far as creating anger in this country, if we find out months from now that our adversaries who are trying to create greater chaos in our country were behind this, I think it wouldn't shock me, and your idea would be right.
No, that's the thought I had as I was watching coverage and seeing a lot of, you know, wide overhead shots of Colombia and other places yesterday, you know, the encampments, seeing tents that are identical right next to each other. Like all the kids just went to REI at the same time and bought out the tent aisle. Where's the money coming from?
Mm-hmm.
You know, how many tens of millions of dollars from foreign governments are being poured in to groups or, you know, funding brand new groups?
And it could be for two reasons. One, to support.
Yes.
Or one, just to create further chaos.
They could be funneling money to both sides.
Yeah.
So that anyone pro-Israel,
yep,
pro-Palestine are fully funded and ready to keep on fighting.
Yep.
And ready to keep on making noise. And as you said, sow division.
And it can be to be pro one candidate, or it can be just cause further anger and distrust and create more problems in a country where you're battling them.
Yes, have our country continue to eat itself from the inside out.
Because yeah, we're easy. We're good at that right now.
Really solid.
Ask Adam anything. I think the topics might be just a smidge lighter. We'd love phone calls and texts. Excellent ones on this topic. We'd love more for Ask Adam Anything. 651-461-9226.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.